Today is Wednesday, August 27th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Just Because Day. Just because. It's also National Peach Day, and it's National Pots de Creme, or Pot de Creme, I guess is Pot de Creme, as they would say in French. I have no idea how they would say things in French, but that's what it is. I just finished work. Just not 5 minutes ago, finished work, and I was about to go downstairs, and I thought, oh no, I need to record. But you guys, I have a list of things I need to do. I'm supposed to keep up my workout routine while Mark is gone. In fact, while I'm just doing this personal journal podcast here, I'm going to make a list of the things that I need to do tonight. So I need to record the show. And then the next thing I really need to do is I need to work out. Ugh. I don't want to work out. And then I need to grocery shop. I was going to go to the actual grocery store because, you know, I've been feeling kind of down recently. And I thought, well, Mark's not here. There's no one in the house with me. Sydney is here. And she stays close to me, but she doesn't want to cuddle. She doesn't want to be touched too much. She wants to be 2 to 3 feet away from me, laying down right where she can see me, but not close enough for me to bug her, basically. And sometimes in the morning, I can convince her to cuddle with me a little bit, you know, in the morning. So anyway, I thought, oh, well, I'll go to the grocery store. But now I don't feel like going to the grocery store, but it's on my list of things that I need to do. I also need to cook dinner. So, you know, instead of buying food at a fast food place, I need to cook something for myself. You know, I need to clean out the fridge because tomorrow's trash day. I'll need to clean the kitchen after I cook. So there's another one. This is all the things I need to do. Then I have to take out the trash. And I need to brush Sydney. Because I've been putting it off. Listen to that list. Record, workout, grocery shop, cook dinner, clean out the fridge, clean the kitchen, take out the trash, and brush Sydney. And then what? It's bedtime. After that, that makes me tired just looking at that list. I don't usually list things out like that. That's a lot that I need to do. I wish I could just do a little, you know, 20-minute workout, but I think we were at the point where my workouts were 30 minutes. And I finished a complete program, but she says now what you can do once you finish the program is you can go back to week 4 and you can repeat 4 and you can just stay with week 4 for as long as you want. And then you can go to week 5 and then you can go to week 6. But week 4 is when she upped it to 30 minutes. So week 3, I think, is like a 20-minute exercise. I think week 1 was 15 minutes. I really feel like that is what I should do. I should just go back and completely start over again. Yeah, if I completely start over again, it'll be 15 minutes. It'll be super simple. I'll still be doing something. Mark didn't know how to help me start mid-program anyway, so I was going to have to figure that out. And then tonight, that means it only is going to be 15 minutes, which would be superb because I have so much to do. When I say clean out the fridge, I mean, I really want to just go through there and see if there's anything that needs to be thrown away because the fridge is just getting super packed and there's some things that need to be thrown away in there. I do not have the time or the effort to go through all the Tupperware and all of that tonight. There is no way that I'm going to be going through all of that shit tonight. Maybe this weekend. Who knows? Because I know it's a holiday weekend, but it's just going to be me and Sydney and Tabitha this weekend because my parents are going away because it's a holiday weekend and I get to keep Tabitha. You know, it's tit for tat. When we're gone, they keep Sydney, so I have to keep Tabitha for them when they go. So maybe I'll do it then, but I'm not doing it tonight. That's for sure. And tomorrow is orchestra rehearsal in the evening. And if I have to brush Sydney, like really, she's getting a bath on Thursday. And so that's the real reason. It's like she needs to be well brushed before she goes to the bath. They will charge us extra if she has mats in her hair. It's a thing. It's just a thing. So I've been killing time just talking about the list of things that I need to do because I finished talking about the whole weekend. And as I've told you guys before, nothing is happening during the week other than just trying to white knuckle it and work. I did get a couple of things done today. So I'm still on the track of the pure and righteous at work. I'm still doing a job, which is, you know, is all I can say at the moment is I am doing work. I am I'm clearing things off the plate that need to be done day by day. I wrote a blog post. Asked for it to get reviewed. I had Copilot help me create a slide deck. I don't like the design of the slide deck. The words are okay, but the design sucks. So I'm not really good at designing slide decks, but I at least need to get it in the Spitval factory format. So I'm going through it and, you know, making changes. So anyway, I'm doing that and I've still got to write this agent to analyze a survey. I pushed off my demo another day because I keep putting it off because I'm not really sure exactly what avenue to take it because it's 12 questions, but it's each question is a different type of question. Some are multiple choice, some are free form. We need graphs generated. But the graphs can't be pictures of a graph. It's got to be in a spreadsheet so that we can edit the graph if we need to. We need to correlate this quarter's survey to last quarter. It's very complicated. And so I keep putting it off. I have started on it, but I haven't gotten as far as I need to be. Because to be honest, I didn't think I was going to need to be this far along. Because I thought she was like, okay, the next survey, you're going to make use of this AI. And I thought then I was going to be able to tweak it and, you know, do what I need to do. And she's wanting to see beforehand what I'm going to use. I was not prepared. So anyway, we'll see if I do all of that stuff on my list or if I do nothing. I could skip the grocery shopping and the cooking dinner and just pick up food and I could clean the kitchen, take out. I don't know. I should cook. But then cooking adds the washing dishes part, the cleaning the kitchen part, which I've struggled with. The kitchen is currently clean, but over the weekend it was not so clean. So I've been working on those things at work and trying to make sure that I'm as ready as possible for when I take all my time off. And just trying to stay sane while my boyfriend is out of town. He is working the same hours as me. He's working from the Philippines. So we're able to talk all day long while I'm working. And I think it helps keep him awake because it's, you know, 2 a.m. and in the Philippines and he's working because it's only 1 p.m. here. And so I'm able to keep up with him by Facebook messaging him. But I'm using voice. I'm using my Meta glasses to do it. All right. I will end there. I'll let you guys know tomorrow if I did anything. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.